A major verdict from Kenosha, Wisconsin today. Not guilty on all counts for Kyle Rittenhouse. He's the 18-year-old who shot and killed two people and injured another during racial unrest last summer. And joining us now is law professor Rick Petrie. He's a former criminal defense lawyer. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Scott, thank you for inviting me.
Not guilty on all counts. This just happened. Your reaction?
Well, I have to say I'm disappointed. I don't know any other way to describe it. Considering you have two people dead, one person that was shot up pretty bad, and to have not guilty on all counts is disheartening, to say the least.
How do you think about the significance of this verdict? This has been watched so closely around the country. Does it set any precedent? Could it impact other cases?
Yeah, I guess, you know, one of my biggest concerns is that does this send a message to others that you can, you know, insert yourself basically as a vigilante in situations and then take the position that even though I'm here as a vigilante, I can kill people if they, you know, if I believe that they threaten me and my safety. I very, very troubled and very concerned about that sort of a message being sent as a result of this case.
Now, the jury in this case was unanimous in finding Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all the charges. For the rest of us, what was the essential legal question or questions the jury members had to address?
Well, the primary question here wasn't about, you know, what happened. You know, did he do it or did he not do it? The question was he acting in self-defense? And under Wisconsin law, that creates a situation where the state has to prove not only that he committed the offenses that he's charged with, but also they have to disprove that he was acting in self-defense. And it appears, based on these verdicts, that the jury didn't feel that the government had met its burden of disproving that he was acting in self-defense.
I'm interrupting you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the other odd thing about this, the entirety of this trial, is kind of the dynamics between the prosecutor and the judge. I don't know what the history was between those two, but it certainly played out in very, what I would consider to be odd ways, both in terms of some of the conduct of the prosecutor and some of the comments and the behavior of the judge. So I don't know what impact.
Now, you've watched this case closely. For those of us who have not followed it too closely, just kind of remind us what this conduct was.
Sure. So there was one incident where the judge and the prosecutor kind of got sideways with each other, where the prosecutor had made a statement about Mr. Rittenhouse remaining silent after this incident occurred. Well, that's fundamental law. That's every prosecutor, every defense attorney, every judge in the country knows that you can't make a comment about that. And so then they got sideways with each other about that. And then a number of other occasions, the judge made comments that seemed to be favoring the defense. For example, one of the witnesses was called, and the judge had the witness was a former vet, and the judge had the jury, clap for him on Veterans Day. Yeah, we all appreciate our veterans and the service that they provide to the country, but I don't know if that's an appropriate thing to do in the middle of a trial.
Yeah, and very quickly, anything to think about as far as what happens next, an appeal or additional cases here?
Well, there won't be an appeal as far as this particular case is concerned. It's finished now. The state can't appeal it with a not guilty verdict, so that's done. I don't know if there'll be any sort of federal charges. The families of the deceased can certainly bring some civil cases and seek to recover for some sort of a wrongful death claim, but criminally it's done.
All right. Rick Petrie, former criminal defense lawyer. Thank you very much.
You bet, Scott. Take care.